The Coen brothers don't do the same thing twice. Their last movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, was warm and filled with country music. Their latest, which won Brother Joel a Best Director prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival, is dark and urban. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says that doesn't mean it isn't fun.
The Man Who Wasn't There may not be Oh Brother, the sequel, but you can tell right away it was made by the deadpan, dead-on Coen brothers. It's an existential film noir, but it's also amusing in its own dark way.
Doris and I went to church once a week, usually Tuesday night.
B9.
The Coens write their scripts together, with Joel directing and brother Ethan producing. The film is entirely in black and white, and the Coens use a crystalline widescreen cinematography of Roger Deakins to smartly reconstruct a claustrophobic world inspired by the work of hard-boiled writer James M. Cain. Cain, along with Raymond Chandler, Dashiell Hammett, and others, turned tough guy writing into an art form in the 1930s and 40s. Hollywood turned his novels and their obsessive, amoral characters into the top-drawer thrillers Mildred Pierce, The Postman Always Rings Twice, and Double Indemnity.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
Suppose it doesn't take.
Suppose I have to whack you over the knuckles.
The Coen brothers movie is set in the late 1940s and overflows with period atmosphere and style, from sordid hotel rooms to hefty prison matrons and high-powered attorneys who insist, I litigate, I don't capitulate.
You keep your mouth shut. I get the lay of the land. I tell you what to say. No talking out of school. What's out of school? Everything's out of school. I do the talking. You keep your trap shut. I'm an attorney. You're a barber. You don't know anything.
The film's dialogue and plot are as exactly worked out as its look. And the actors are wised up enough to get in the spirit of things.
Sooner or later, everyone needs a haircut.
Billy Bob Thornton stars as disaffected barber Ed Crane.
For the kids, there's the Butch or the Heine, the Flat Top, the Ivy, the Junior Contour, and occasionally the Executive Contour. Me, I don't talk much. I just cut the hair.
Ed is God's lonely man, an individual who's lost his bearings in the universe. Thornton has had to rein himself in to an unprecedented degree to play this zombie, but his intense presence makes Ed compelling even when he's doing nothing. Ed's wife Doris, played by Frances McDormand, may be having an affair with her boss, the Sopranos James Gandolfini, but Ed doesn't really care, until a once-in-a-lifetime business opportunity makes him think that blackmail might be worth a try.
I got a note. A blackmail note, you know. Come across where everybody knows. I guess you know what that would do to me.
I guess that would be pretty awkward.
Awkward? Yeah.
If you think what happens next might be predictable, you're not familiar with either the Coens or James M. Cain. Nothing happens the way Ed figures it will. And when he moans, how could I have been so stupid? We all know the answer. The Coens made him do it.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.